Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. I hope your Saturday is starting off well. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show, hosted by Mike Overson of Luminate Bank and Scott Wolmering, and I'm Ryan O'Neill with the Minnesota Real Estate Team, RE/MAX Advantage Plus. Happy you're joining us here on WCCO every Saturday morning. And you're welcome to interrupt us at any point. 612-294-6949 is how you can join us. 612-294-6949. And Scott, good to see you, bud. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good to be here. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Like Ryan said, this is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Been doing this show for a little over 20 years. Love your comments and feedback during the show. That's what makes it fun. Like Ryan said, 612-294-6949, the entire show, or any of the social media networks. Just type in your question and it comes directly to us. We've got some cool things we're going to hit today. We've got some questions that have come in that people want us to cover. We'll hit that. We're also going to talk a little bit about a change in the market that is definitely here, and I think it's about time that everybody starts to embrace that we are not in Kansas anymore, so to speak, and that there's definitely a change out there. I've kept track. I've gotten 16 agents call me in the last week, panicked. They're not getting any showings. Their homes aren't selling. What's going on out there? And guys, this is just another Thursday. I mean, this is just kind of a regular real estate market, but we haven't been in one for a long time. So we're going to talk about what that looks like, feels like, tastes like, all that stuff.
Yeah, again, 612-294-6949 is how you can join us. I wanted to say a special thanks to so many CCO listeners, friends, family, agents, fellow professionals in the Minnesota real estate market for supporting the O'Neill Foundation of Hope Golf Tournament. Great day, a fun time, lots of, most importantly, monies raised to help folks struggling in our communities. Brad, you were out there, friend. You were golfing. You did pretty good, buddy.
We did pretty good, yeah. It was a great time, and I was amazed how much you raised.
Yeah, it was I think it was over $25,000.
Wow.
Raised. But Brad, it was fun. You golfed with, not to go on a tangent, but you golfed with a friend. Tell people your connection with this gentleman.
So, John's son is marrying my wife's and my youngest daughter, Erin. So Josh and Erin get married next year, and we've become pretty good friends. So we love to golf together. We love to do other things, you know. Get out in nature and stuff, and go have a nice drink, like a bourbon at a restaurant, and you know, have dinner with our wives and that kind of thing. So yeah,
Scott, you know what I said to him when they were telling me about this, and I said that's wonderful. I said, really, kind of the ironic part is the kids have not met yet.
Yeah, that's right. But you're sure they're going to like each other.
Yeah, I mean, yes. Why not? Absolutely. Why not? Why not?
It was the best deal I could negotiate.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, that's so cool, because I'll tell you what, a lot of times fathers-in-laws do not particularly like each other. So it's cool that you guys do.
Yeah. Are you speaking from experience?
I'm speaking from experience. Yes,
Scott,
there's been
keep it real.
Well, there's a little bit of difference between the Wolmering clan and pretty much anyone else you involve us with.
So. Hey, let's hit some market numbers for everybody. New listings in the Twin Cities up 11% year over year, 1,817 new homes on the market. Pending sales were up 1.2%. There were about 1,200 pendings. The inventory is up 5.4%, 10,923. Interest rates have stayed really pretty steady in the mid-sixes, mid to 6.5 to 6.75 right now. And Scott, again, just I was talking with an agent on the team here this morning who they have this particular seller was just asking about the market and wanting more activity. And part of, again, certain areas, price ranges, types of properties, we're seeing increased market time. We're seeing less showings. We're seeing less offers. It's real. It is here in the Twin Cities.
It is. And this is probably the I've tracked back to when this occurred. It's about 60 days ago. Some of the agents that called in, we were trying to figure out kind of when that kind of dropped off. Like, go through those new listings and pending numbers. 1,800 new listings?
Yeah, about 1,800.
1,100 pending.
Yeah, 1,200 pending.
1,200 pending. So that means we're adding 600 homes to the market just this last week. That has been happening now for the last 60 days. So if you guys remember, last year we're at about 11,000 homes. I think it was 10,900 homes. It took us all the way to December to get to 10,000 homes last year. We're in that right now, in the heart of it in June. So the point of this is it's not gloom and doom. Your house is going to sell, but it is not going to sell like it did a year ago. You're getting less for it if you're in that, let's call it 550 to 800 range. You're not getting the numbers you did a year ago. Again, I'm talking generalities. There are still pocket areas like Edina and Wayzata's and parts of Eden Prairie, although they're getting pretty over too. So it is a different market out there. Nothing to hang your hat about. Nothing that means your home's not going to sell. But you do need to be real cognizant of where you're pricing it, or you will just sit in the masses of homes.
Yeah, it is. It is important. Again, find a good agent, and he or she should best advise regarding price. Price is critical, as we know. For those of you that have listened over the years, we do appreciate it. Again, 612-294-6949 is how you can join us at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We do like to have a little fun, so we welcome your questions at any point. And we like to feature a few listings before the break. Scott, Carl Ritzman has one down in Cannon Falls, 642 Union Court for $375. Carl says everything's on the first floor. There's brand new carpet in three of the bedrooms. Got fresh Sherwin-Williams paint throughout. It backs up to the Gemini Nature Reserve. A beautiful kitchen, updated granite countertops, stainless steel appliances. There's a lot of east-facing windows that bring in natural light with gorgeous views. Again, it's five-bed, three-bath, over 2,500 finished square feet, room to host and gather. Check that out. Carl Ritzman has that 642 Union Court in Cannon Falls. This, friends, is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hey, welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We appreciate you joining us. Scott Cat Kit has a nice listing in St. Louis Park, 4620 Valliker Avenue in St. Louis Park, $509,000. This is in the Minnetonka Vista neighborhood. It's a mid-century home, three-bed, two-bath, hardwood floors throughout. Lots of updates. Kitchen, updated upstairs bath surround, new blinds, fresh interior paint. Timeless character, Kat says, with modern, thoughtful updates. There's a new roof here in June of 2026. And it's got a walk score of 88, placing you just moments from neighborhood cafes, restaurants, shopping, parks. 4620 Valliker in St. Louis Park, $509,000. Great listing, Cat Kit, the Minnesota Real Estate Team, RE/MAX Advantage Plus. Scott, we're talking about lots of fun things here.
Yeah, at the break, we had a question that came in for those that are listening on the radio of what makes your house feel like a home.
Yeah.
And you know, we were saying that, you know, for me, it was whoever you're married to or whoever has that flair that decorates it to a point that makes it feel like a house. I was saying I've been divorced now for 5 years, and I think I've got one picture up in my home.
Not many pictures.
Not many pictures. I'm not looking to make it a home. It's a place I sleep. That's about it. And, Brad, you were saying kind of similar.
I was saying, yeah, you know, my wife makes our home feel so comfy and homey. And you know what? One of the things that I love that she does is, like, every 2 or 3 months she moves the furniture around.
Oh.
So I walk in and, oops, the chair's there and the couch is there. And so, yeah, I love that about her.
Yeah.
Well, and then Ryan said, what made my house feel like a home is my mother, Kathy, would have breakfast, the smell of breakfast every morning. And I've learned through the years that the best kids have a mother that makes them morning breakfast. I actually had to travel from my house to my buddy, who his mother made an actual breakfast every morning.
Well, here's the thing. Speaking of traveling, my dear friend, I saw a picture on Facebook last night, the Pumper family. Love the Pumpers in town. They were neighbors. I think 8 kids they had. My friend, who was
sounds
my
like
age,
a movie, the Pumpers. The Pumpers.
Nate was my age, and so guess what? Nate would come over often.
Because Kathy'd make him breakfast, absolutely.
Because Mom is cooking a wonderful breakfast,
yes,
or lunch. But it is, you know, it's sometimes those little things. So God bless all the parents out there or single parents as well. If you are you're doing those things, that's what makes the world go round.
So my mom is very offended right now. I'm like, Mom, you know, look at my Facebook. I'm a mama's boy. You're right on there. I love you, but breakfasts were not your skill set. Everybody has their own skill set.
Oh, that smell was just, of breakfast when you're getting
yes, out. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Kathy O'Neill.
This was a question that came in. Again, you can either comment on social media or, again, if you're on CCO here, it's 612-294-6949. We are live here every Saturday morning. Do you know what notifications sent to Minnesota homeowners regarding five-year assessments are called? Quintile notices. What advice would you have? Notifications sent to Minnesota homeowners regarding five-year assessments, quintile notices. Assessments, that's an interesting one.
Yeah, I have no idea. Maybe you could look that up on Grok while I'm talking. But
Scott.
I have no idea what quintile is.
So quintile, I believe, is 10. I believe, and maybe I'm off.
A
10-year
assessment?
I could be off there. But regarding assessments, yeah. So... you can be assessed, obviously, for different things. You know, streets, sewer.
Sidewalk.
Yeah, sidewalks. Those, my sister Mary and Doug, a wonderful home in New Prague. We had these two beautiful trees, Mary did, in the front yard. They came in, putting in a new street, tore the trees down, put the new street in, sidewalks in. So, again, those assessments generally paid over a certain amount of time. By the way, be sure your agent is looking on MLS.
That's right.
Because it will show if there's assessments, so you can see that.
Well, and assessments normally work this way, like Ryan said. So let's say you are assessed for curb and gutter and sidewalk, and it is, let's say you're assessed for $10,000. So you start making your payment on this assessment over time. Well, now you sell your house, and let's say there's $8,500 left on the assessment. Typical assessments are always paid in full by the seller. Okay, so at closing, all assessments are paid in full. There are certain situations where you can make an argument that the new owner is going to be getting value. So, for example, the new streets, you know, he's going to be able or she is going to be able to enjoy them for a longer period of time than you did, and you can negotiate that out. But typically, sellers pay for assessments that are up till closing, and any levied assessment that comes in after your purchase agreement prior to closing, that is normally negotiated out. So a new assessment comes in, depending on how you have it on the purchase agreement, so they're negotiated out or the seller pays it.
Yeah, just a note regarding specifically for the question that Minnesota many homeowners are receiving quintile notices about new property value assessments, which could affect their property taxes. Letting the assessor in your home is optional, but again, it would and could affect how your property is valued itself as well. Very good question. Good question. I hope that helps a little bit with it. This other question just said, guys, what was the best investment you've seen someone make into their home regarding value? The best investment you've seen somebody make? Scott, does anything?
Let me say it this way. The best return on investment is something that you really wouldn't blow your hair back too much. It's light fixtures, it's carpet, it's paint, and so on and so forth. That's where you get the biggest return on your investment. But let's think about it this way. You put $100,000 into a basement. The basement's incredible. You lived there for 15 years and enjoyed this basement. And then when you sell it, instead of $100,000, you got $75,000 out of it. So you lost $25,000 on your basement. Wow, what a horrible investment. But was it? You enjoyed that for 15 years. Your families loved it. And yeah, you're not getting a dollar return for finishing your basement, but I wouldn't classify it as a bad investment.
They also said, Brad, maybe you can comment on this. They said not just financially, too. What's the best home investment you've ever made? That's an interesting question.
So the wife and I, we redid our deck, and it wraps from the back around to the side, and we decided to screen in the side, and I bought the screen that they put in Florida homes where it blocks the sun from coming in. And then we've got a wall where I've got my big 65-inch TV.
Yes,
so
which everybody
I get to watch
have.
My Vikings on the, you know, outside in a screened-in porch where no mosquitoes are. That is my favorite part of the house.
Yeah, some other things that I thought of maybe in regards to this question is perhaps it's moving closer to family. Maybe it's buying instead of renting.
Maybe it's landscaping, finishing the basement.
Different
things like that too.
Yeah,
you know?
I can tell you right now, the best family investment I ever did in our home was putting in a swimming pool.
Oh.
So I put in a swimming pool, hot tub, and a bunch of stamped concrete. I don't remember the exact dollar amount, but let's call it $100,000. When I sold the house, I probably got $30,000 out of it. I would still classify it as one of the best investments I ever did because my kids loved it. All their friends were always at our house. I like that because I'm a control freak and that keeps control. So, I mean, so that was a bad financial investment, but probably the best investment.
We have not had this question before. This is kind of a fun one. This says, the Minnesota Real Estate Show, it says, what do you guys think makes a great neighbor? What makes a great, that's an interesting one. When it comes to, you think about that, you think of living in, whether it's living in a HOA, whether that's families, kids nearby, quiet neighbors, cul-de-sac. Any thoughts there, guys?
Yeah, mine probably won't be that popular, but so to me, the best neighbor is
Scott.
Hey,
you
Jim.
Be nice.
Hey, Jim. How you doing? Great, Scott. How about you? Hey, good day. And I go in my house, and then they go in their house.
That's it.
That's the best neighbor for me. Now, my wife Jen was very involved with all the neighbors. They were all doing things together, But yeah, for me, the perfect neighbor is, how you been doing, Scott? Been doing great, Jim. Good night.
So how about this, though? Before I get Brad, your perfect neighbor. How about if you're in an HOA and you have other people in the HOA commenting things about your home, maybe that's their committees, their different things. Like, what do you think about that, Brad?
No, it's my house.
Brad.
It's my house. So, yeah. My best neighbor is the guy behind me. I shouldn't say best.
Yeah, don't say best.
Yeah, that's not good. Right? Retract. The neighbor behind me, Dave, who was with me in the golf tournament, is a great golfer. We just sit and talk across the fence and talk to each other, and then him and his wife have a fire every once in a while, so we go over there and talk. And yeah, so
hey, so just before the break, real quick, and then we'll let this. We could go on for hours on this topic. So agent on the team, Heidi Husef. Awesome agent. In fact, congrats. Heidi was this past month the number one seller on our team, over 200 agents. Anyway, she had moved into this home, her and her husband, Dan. And Dan's just a gem of a guy. They're both wonderful people. Sue Gagne, another agent on our team, she was not an agent with us at the time, moved behind them. And Dan just loves to talk. So Dan would always be at the back fence, like just you said, talking to the neighbor. And Heidi always jokes about with Sue. So Sue was that neighbor. Heidi always jokes about, will you stop talking to Sue? come on in. And they're all close friends now and just wonderful people. But that's funny, looking over the neighbor over the fence. Hey, it is the halfway point here at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We appreciate you listening to us. We welcome your questions, really about anything at all. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hey, welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hope your weekend is going well, everybody. We appreciate you joining us. We're here to help with questions, comments, thoughts, really anything real estate related at all. We're a team, the Minnesota Real Estate Team, about 200 agents all over Minnesota and western Wisconsin. However we can help you, we're happy to help you. Susan Mall, Scott, has one in Apple Valley. This is 15152 Dundee Avenue, listed for sale, $475. Three-bed, three-bath, two-car garage. It's got a detached townhome, new roof, maintenance-free deck, new paint throughout. Lots of updates. Main floor, hardwood floors. It's a pond view, close to everything. 15152 Dundee Avenue in Apple Valley for $475,000. And then one last one, Ben Smith has one in Ramsey, 6081 144th Lane Northwest for $405,000. It is, again, a Ramsey location. It's a few blocks from Sunfish Lake. It's just off Highway 10, so it's an easy commute. Surrounded by mature trees, wetlands, green spaces, fenced backyard, irrigation system, fire pit, deck, spacious family room. Quick close is available on this one. You got to check the pictures out on this property. That's 6081 144th Lane Northwest in Ramsey for $405,000. Scott, speaking of Apple Valley, wanted to give just a note. We have a friend of ours and a kind friend in the real estate world Passed away.
I was just thinking about that.
Passed away, and we want to honor him, his family, his four kids, Jeff Sislo. His saying was, the name you know.
The name you know.
The name you know. Jeff sold in his eulogy at the funeral. I think his son said he sold, I think it was over 4,000 homes.
Yep.
Sold a ton of real estate. Jeff was a champion in the real estate world with his faith. Scott, I know you competed against him many times south of the river there. That guy, wonderful.
He was the man. I mean, for many, many, many years. When I got in 1998, he was just the realtor of the year, probably for the third out of fifth year that year. And I hired a marketing company. And I said, look, I want to be at the table with Jeff Sislo. And at that time, there was a few others, but Mark Bionich with Coldwell Banker and a few others. But he was the guy. So you look, when you were trying to build a business, you built it based on what did Jeff Sislo do? How was he marketing? What was working for him? Just a pioneer in our industry. And when you say the name to know, if you walk in the southern suburbs, I'd be hard pressed to find anyone that did not know him.
Yeah, thinking of the whole family, sending lots of love and prayers. Jeff was way too young, was only, I believe, 69, and just a gem of a guy. Brad Sanford, Farmers Insurance. We got to talk a little insurance here instead of what makes a perfect neighbor. We are getting a lot of comments coming in, as you can imagine. What you like or don't like, but Brad, again, thanks for sponsoring the O'Neill Foundation of Hope Golf Tournament. Thank you for being a partner with us. You've got a great team. Again, I love to give shout-outs to Marco Thule with your team. Just a wonderful young man doing a great job. You got a lot of great people with you, which is not a surprise to me knowing you.
Well, thank you for that. And, yes, I do spend time with my agents making sure that they understand what they're selling. And what they are presenting, knowing that person, that's their asset, that is their home, what is the favorite thing about being there, all those things, you know, it's got to be protected. And some of the things I like to bring on the air is trends that are happening. And some of the things that I've noticed, my wife recently had an accident and totaled out our vehicle. And when you have coverage on your vehicle, the 100, 300, 250, 500 is for the person that you hit that you're at fault, but the PIP, the personal injury protection, is for yourself.
So sorry to interrupt you. For those that don't know, including me, so what is the 100, would you say 100, 300?
Yep, so it's 100,000 per person up to 300,000 for the accident.
Got it.
Okay.
And that's standard, you say?
That's the national average right around there. Yep.
100 to 300.
Yep.
Okay.
The normal max for the standard carriers is 500. So they'll just pay whatever up to 500.
And that's for the person you hit.
That's the person and the car that
if you're at fault.
And the people that are in it, right.
I see.
And my wife wanted me to talk about this today. Because I had a different trend I was going to talk about. But we generally default in the state to 20,000. Personal injury protection. So we're only covering ourselves for 20,000.
Wow.
So I guess what I implore everyone to look at their auto policy, and you can do a couple things. You can increase it to 40, 60, 80, or if you have multiple cars, you can stack the PIP coverage, which if you have two cars, then you get 20 for each, so you have $40,000 of coverage.
That's important.
Yeah.
So PIP, I had no idea about this, but you think about it. I mean, I hate to say this, in today's, the cost of everything nowadays, 20 grand probably doesn't get you very far in the, you get in a bad accident, you're going into the hospital, that probably doesn't get you real far.
And there's a big cost to get you to the hospital called an ambulance.
Yeah.
So, you definitely want to take a look at this and see what you have for coverage currently.
Does that really hit you hard in your premium, you know, where you're making that? I mean, and does it really get you that way?
It's not a big increase, no.
Okay.
No, absolutely. It's something that I've recommended before, but having experienced it with my wife, because she experienced an airbag going off in her face
The
smell, right? I've never experienced that, but this drove it home for me that I will be making sure I have a great conversation with all of my clients about increasing their PIP.
Yeah, yeah. Most importantly, is she okay?
She is okay. She instinctively put her arm up because she was going towards the median, and she's got a big, huge bruise on her arm that
ouch.
Yeah, it's bothering her quite a bit.
And but, it was a one-car vehicle, or was there another?
You know, miraculously, it was 35W North during rush hour, and everybody got out of the way.
Wow.
She did not hit anybody else.
Yeah. Again, Brad Sanford, we have partners that we work with on the Minnesota real estate team with the show. These are not, again, random people that we just find. Good folks, honest, helpful, caring, call you back, help you. Brad has helped numerous folks, even through the O'Neill Foundation of Hope, some people in some very difficult situations that, frankly, Brad has not made a buck on, but he did it just because that's the kind of guy that he is. And so we appreciate that, Brad. We really appreciate that. And Scott, you think about in the market, insurance is becoming a big deal.
It is. Yeah, I mean, like you said earlier, the cost of everything is going up. Insurance is no different. And, you know, it is, you know, we've joked about it a lot, but just so people can kind of keep in perspective, if you were buying a house in 2021 when rates were at 2.6%, you could have basically bought a $1 million house for the same price that a first-time homebuyer now is buying a $450,000 or $500,000 house. So think about that. If you were someone that was a first-time homebuyer that bought in 2021, and I had gone to you and said, hey, let's buy a $1 million house, you would have looked at me like, I'm out of my mind. I'm not, I can't afford a $1 million house. Well, guess what? Your payment, if you're buying $450,000, $500,000, is the exact same as it was then. So when we say affordability and we say first-time homebuyer used to be 24 years old, now they're 38, those are all real things. There's a separation of who can afford housing. And so earlier on the show, when we talk about being at 11,000 homes on the market, all of those things that are crunching it, the 2.7% refinances in 2021, the purchases in 2021, gas more expensive, everything more expensive, obviously that shrinks. So, of course, those, again, the 16 agents that are panicking because they can't get a showing on their listing, it's just going to be another Thursday, guys. That's going to be the market we're in for a while.
Yeah, and the one thing Scott and I were talking about, be sure your agent is communicating the market to you. What is the average market time in your neighborhood, your price point, your type of home? What is the average days on market? What are the competing listings getting as far as activity? Have your agent call the fellow agent at Edina Realty and say, ma'am, what are you seeing for activity? It's important to communicate the market because, again, your agent, of course, is not a magician, but he or she should be helping communicate the market amongst other tasks.
Yeah. And if for whatever reason, if there's a disconnect between you and a seller where you're not able to get that through, I'll be honest. I just got fired. I got fired. First time in 21 years I got fired. Great people. Great house. I won't say which one it was, obviously, but great house. And the frustration was they're not seeing the numbers that was in place a year ago. And unfortunately, I was not able to verbalize to them where they need to be in order. They weren't believing me, basically, at the end of the day. And that is the job of a real estate agent. So if you were in that situation where it's just not feeling right, there's nothing wrong with making a change to somebody else. I mean, I wish them the best of luck. But it is a 60-day thing. So if you're south of the river and you've listed in the last 60 days, ask yourself this. When you go and look, when your agent sends you all the homes, the 189 homes between 600 and 800,000, for example, look at it and go, okay, why would I show your home? Can I find it out of the 45 homes that are within $5,000 of each other? Does your home even stick out? If it doesn't, there's only one answer.
Yeah, again, 612-294-6949. We just missed a quick call. Feel free to shoot us a quick call back here. We're happy to take that call at any point here as well. I know Josh has been busy on the phones. Here is 612-294-6949 is how you can catch us here at the Minnesota Real Estate Show.